It's That Podcast, recording live from Studio B in Strawberry Blonde Studios. It's That Podcast, featuring Joe Lindholm and Jason Shirley. I digress. Hello, Brent.
You fret. You got a 10-pound shunk and a 5-pound bat.
It's a good man, the community. Sup, hot. Tell him your name sent you.
A3.
Live from Studio B, it's That Podcast, featuring Joe. I digress. And Jason.
Hello, Brent. Give me some of that dogger. This up for yourself. Make it enough. Sup, hot.
Tell him your
it's
name sent you. Sent
you. Live from Studio B in Strawberry Blonde Studios. It's That Podcast.
Welcome to That Podcast, episode 48A, pregame for Bears Rams. I'm your co-host, Joe Lindholm, along with Jason Shirley. Jason, tell them time it is. Yes. Yes, Bears. Bears. Correct. Flex to the night game.
Although we fear it less after
what
they did to the Vikings.
Yeah, of course. Now, we promised on episode 47, quick corrections corner, by the way. At the end of the last episode, I said episode 37.
Oh.
Realized that on the way down, like, oh, shit.
There you go.
At any rate, we said Jose was going to be here. Jose not going to be here. Last minute thing with his family, which is no big deal. Handy your business. Hope everybody's okay.
Right.
But at the same point, if they lose tonight.
That's on your tabs.
Clearly on your tabs, eh? So,
yeah.
Good luck sleeping tonight.
Right?
That's right. Anyway, welcome to That Podcast, episode 48A. We're a little pre-gaming for the Bears today. Before we talk about that, we need to talk about the Miami Miracle.
Oh.
Jason does not know about the Miami Miracle.
No, I was driving back from a gig in Racine this morning and listening to the games on the way back, and it was 27 Tom Terrific, 21 Dolphin when I got home and got in my bed for a nap.
Okay. I believe the score at the point I'm about to explain, I believe it was 27-24.
Okay.
I believe the Dolphins had took a field goal.
I believe so.
So there's, I don't know, 4 seconds left on the clock, something like that, right? They're at their own 30-ish. So they're still in their own territory, right? The Patriots put in Gronk as a safety. Because in case they Hail Mary, knock it down, Gronk six, whatever.
Right.
So they throw an under pass.
Mm-hmm.
Lateral.
All right.
Another lateral.
Okay.
Dolphins guy run. One guy to beat. Who do you think it is?
Gronk.
Rob Gronkowski. Beats him to the end zone. Dolphins win.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bands on the field.
Yes. Yeah.
It's chaos. Yeah.
The dude just blew past Rob Gronkowski. It shows just how.
Didn't they do that to us?
Kinda.
At the end?
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't laterals and
right,
shenanigans, but they were like running in slow motion and guys weren't like touching them.
No, Gronk had no angle on the guy at all. Because he's an offensive guy. He doesn't want to pass the best thing. Yeah, so the Dolphins won. Yeah, last second, two lateral pass for a touchdown. Yeah, it was crazy. We'll have to watch a video.
Yeah, we will.
While we're waiting for the Bears game to start. So tonight, Bears, Rams. You bought the whole seat.
But you'll only need the edge.
Thank you, and go Bears!
That's right. George, no, it's Dicka, right?
That is Dicka.
Yeah. I think the overriding philosophy, and I could be wrong, but I think for the Bears to win this game, they have to do two things.
Okay.
One, you're not going to stop Todd Gurley.
No. You can only hope to contain him.
You can.
Joe.
I mean, he's the defending offensive player of the year. He's all that, right?
Right.
If you can somewhat contain Todd Gurley and throw the football. Now, you got to run the football. That part I get.
Yeah.
But I think the way to beat the Rams is by throwing the football because they are terrible against the pass.
And the run.
Yeah.
They're fourth worst against the run.
You would think with Aaron Donald leading the league in sacks.
You would.
That they would be great. And they're not. Really, honestly, they're not.
Yeah.
You can beat them. Now, all that being said, you can't have a repeat of last week where Tariq Cohen was your
leading receiver.
Yeah, that can't happen.
No. Again.
You got to start using your weapons that you paid good money for in the offseason.
Yeah, and I think that Mitch is comfortable enough with Allen Robinson.
Yeah.
That'll get a lot more love. And then hopefully our tight end will return to us after going away.
He's been a ghost.
A ghost.
Trey Burton has been a ghost. And by the way, on the way down here, I stopped and got coffee. Looked at the inactives.
Yeah.
Kyle Long in.
Yeah. Playing. At 50%.
At about like 50%, exactly. Number one draft pick 2 years ago. Not active again.
No scratch.
Kevin White.
Healthy scratch.
Healthy scratch. So there you go. But at any rate, I digress.
Why pay the guy? Right?
I've said it for, yeah.
I know.
And at this point now.
And in the NFL, if you cut him, you don't have to pay him.
Right. I mean, I think he probably has a signing bonus for being a first round pick. But other than that, yeah, I mean, that's the guaranteed money. But at any rate, here's what they got to do. And then on defense, you got to get to Jared Goff.
Yeah.
And the problem is that McVay is smart enough to know that the way to beat the Bears is by dink, dunk, dink, dunk, quick, quick.
And
quick.
Hurry up offense. Yeah.
Yep.
No huddle.
Right. He knows. He's seen the blueprint.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the Bears can do to
You did.
To fix it. Like, I don't know if.
Well, the teams that have tried to do that against them haven't, since it's not in their normal repertoire, they've failed.
Yeah.
So maybe these guys, after having a whole week of practicing it, will be good. But
and I believe the Rams are coming off their bye, if I remember correctly.
Oh, 2 weeks.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, I think so. But the overriding point is you got to get to Jared Goff from the defensive standpoint.
Right.
And can somewhat contain Todd Gurley. Now, with your front seven, you can do that. I think you absolutely can do that.
You should be able to.
Yeah.
There's a lot of receivers out there, too, Joe.
Yeah, there are. There are. I mean, and Cooks is good.
Yeah.
They lost Cooper Kupp. He's dead. Woods is good. And Jared Goff's turned into a really nice quarterback under Sean McVay. So,
yeah. That was a question was all over sports radio last week. Is he a really special player, or is he just a guy that's in a system that's playing well?
Right. Is he one of those like college football type quarterbacks?
Right.
Like a Texas Tech quarterback, not named Pat Mahomes.
No.
I think he had some more touchdowns today. I think he has a 43, some crazy amount.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they ended up winning that game though. I mean, it was close for a while.
Yeah, it was nip and tuck for a while. And I think Tariq Hill got hurt.
Oh no.
Yeah. So
well,
you lost Kareem Hunt to Beatty.
To Beatty. Yeah. To Beatty.
To Beatty, and then. Hill
no parents. Man, I didn't hit her. No, I did. Here's the videotape.
It won me.
All right.
It's like Eddie Murphy. Won me.
Cool.
Hey, you didn't do that. That's okay.
Kick rocks.
And the hope going into when you saw this on the schedule a few weeks ago, if you're really a meatball fan, bear weather, my friend. It's gonna be the second Sunday, and it's gonna be snowing and sleeting and everything else. It's gonna be 28 degrees with no wind.
Nice
and clear. So it's just cold.
It is.
It's not even windy.
Right.
So, I mean, I was listening to the pregame on the flagship on the way up here or down here, I should say. And,
right.
They had Thayer was on the field. He said, "Yeah, the flags aren't even moving."
Wow.
Yeah. So it's a calm night. It's just cold.
It'll
be mid-20s at game time, the kind of thing, you know?
The Rams aren't going to turtle like Atlanta did.
No.
I knew Atlanta outside the dome.
Dude, I watched most of that game today.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. What was that or like the Colts?
Colts Houston is what ESPN had for me. So I was like, no, I'm quick hit around the NFL.
Yeah. Today is a day I probably would have tuned the score on if I was driving because I love that around the NFL.
Yeah. I mean, it's like the red zone, basically.
Right, exactly. I'd rather listen to that than listen to
Houston, a game. Indianapolis.
Right. And Benetti was on the call of a second, the late game. I don't know which one he had.
Oh, nice.
It might have been the Redskins Cowboys. I don't know, but he was on the call for that game. Or not Redskins Cowboys, Eagles Cowboys. But yeah, I think, and Thayer said, Thayer or Hilgenberg? I forget which one, but. They said that Gurley in shotgun has only carried the ball 10 times.
Huh.
Whereas behind center, he's carried 100 and whatever-ish times.
Wow.
But this year, in a shotgun formation, when he's been back there, he's only carried the ball 10 times.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, you pretty much know they're not going to throw the ball to him, and he's, you know what I mean? Like, he's...
Right.
Or he's not going to run it, I should say. So, I don't know. You can maybe be able to safety blitz from the opposite side, from the weak side on that, maybe, or... Cornerback blitz from that side, from the weak side. It depends on how they line up and stuff like that. But that's, of course, options that are probably available to them.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
last week Mitch could have played, and we talked about that a little bit.
Yeah,
that they just held him out as a precaution, which yeah. I think is smart.
Yeah, if you win, it's smart, probably, right?
Yeah. Well, and in the grand scheme of things, winning that yeah. Giants game, who cares?
And
really,
and like that, but everybody in the division lost. So
yeah,
you had an opportunity to beat a bum.
You did,
and you didn't.
You got to dispatch with bums.
And as much as it pains me to say or admit or knock on wood or whatever, I kind of fear the Packers.
I know.
As long
man.
As they got 12,
I know
they're never out of it ever.
I know.
And now they've got a rejuvenation because now you don't have McCarthy. That whole bullshit's gone.
Dumbass.
His fired ass. You don't have that bullshit anymore.
Right.
So, I don't fear them.
No.
Right? Because I believe they're the next Bear opponent at Soldiers Field.
Nice.
But I got mad respect for 12. If I don't have to like them, but I respect them.
If you're ever going to mud stomp a hole into somebody.
Yes. Next week would be the week.
Yeah.
To do
it. But of course, we can't look past tonight and
no,
good old number 99.
Nor should you, yeah, Aaron. Yeah, yeah.
That's a grown ass man.
That is, he does man's work.
Yes, he does.
And that's gonna be fun to watch tonight. They don't battle each other, but watching what Akeem Hicks does against what Aaron Donald does, and Dom right. Kong Su as well.
Oh.
Watching what they do. Well, Su's not. He's still
not,
good, but he's not what he was.
Well, thank God.
Because I think he got kind of. I think the league cut his newts off. So. With all the fines and suspensions and everything else for all the bullshit he did.
Stomping on that dude's ankle yeah. after the play.
Yeah, dickhead. I don't like that guy at all.
No.
Complete ass.
Donkey Kong.
But, kickoff is in about, 45 minutes or so from when we record this.
I just wanted to go over Mitch's stats real
yes,
quick.
Yes, please do. Let's do
from
it.
From last year to
yeah,
this
let's do
year.
That, for sure.
2018, he has 210 completions, and that's missing two games.
Yep.
All of 17 was 196. attempts 321 mm-hmm. to 330. That frightens me a little bit. I mean, again, he's not chucking it down the field every play.
No.
But I think they throw it too much.
Yeah. Part of me is agreeing.
His yardage is already better for this year. Yep. Yards per attempt is better. 20 TDs to 7. Last year.
Good. What? How many touchdowns and interceptions for Mitchell this year?
What is it, 20 tuts, 9 picks last
okay,
year. 7 tuts, 7 picks.
Oh, well, he's already way ahead of that.
Yeah.
Now, is it a combination of, I mean, obviously there's a lot of factors.
His rating went from 77.5 to 97.7.
Oh, side note on ratings since you brought it up.
Yeah.
Mark Sanchez today, Blutarski.
0.0.
Anyway,
you have no quarterback.
Correct. That's right. If you have two quarterbacks, you have no quarterbacks. That's the way it works in this league. So I'm going to go. This is a probably Captain Obvious time, right? But it's a combination of Nagy's offense, probably.
Right.
And the fact that Pace went out and got him some receivers, some
right.
real people that can catch footballs.
Right. Right. Yeah. Right out of the box.
Right. Now, think back, if you would have guaranteed that contract to Cam Meredith, where would you be right now?
With that blown out.
Yeah, with his knee blown to
shit.
Gone. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, are they saying he'll ever play again? Or
I don't know. You know who might not play again is Colt McCoy.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Too concussion-y?
No, too broken leggy.
Oh.
Yeah, he.
He got Theismann?
He really more, he got Zach Millard.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah, it was gross. Oh. He landed. And he was like, I don't know, spinning is the wrong word, but his leg was whipping.
Okay.
Like whipping, and it hit another person's leg. So his foot and ankle went past the leg, and the rest of his leg stayed. So like snapped it.
Wow.
Like if you took a stick and just hit it, like he just snapped it. Like he just whipped and broke it.
Wow.
And they say it's all like nerve damage and shit like Zach Miller. So he may not. He may be done.
Wow.
They're fighting infections right now is what I believe the article said, is that he's having... They're having problems staving off an infection.
Oh, and you got to do that good. To keep the leg.
Yeah. Yeah. So I wouldn't really worry about his NFL days.
Speaking of Teddy Bridgewater, what happened to that guy?
He's the backup in New Orleans, question mark?
I
believe that's correct.
I think that is
right. He's the backup quarterback in with the Saint.
Okay.
Which means he'll never see the field.
But he went to the Jets first, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
He wasn't good enough for the Jets.
Wow.
Well, they got Darnold. They drafted Darnold. So
I know.
They kind of didn't need him.
Yeah.
But, I mean, and Breeze.
That was the grossest other leg injury that people were throwing up on the field when they saw it.
Like, I remember when Moises Alou dislocated his ankle.
Yes.
That was disgusting. That was one of the most, it's not the most gruesome injury I've ever seen live.
Right.
That would belong to Sid Vicious. Which was weird.
Okay.
That it's a wrestler.
Yes.
But
I'm aware.
They made him do some sort of jump off the second rope X handle thing.
Uh-huh.
And he landed, and from the foot to about the middle of the shin stopped, and the rest of his leg kept going. It just snapped it.
Nope.
It was absolutely disgusting.
No good.
Yeah, don't ever watch it. It's got to be on YouTube. If you want to keep your lunch down, don't watch it.
And Mr. Alou couldn't pee on that.
No,
so
no, there's no way to
get that tough.
No. No Hogan dust is going to help that.
No.
No. But one thing I did want to touch on real quick pregame, since this is going to be the podcast and halftime and postgame is all Bears.
Bears.
The winter meetings, Jay.
Yeah.
Start. I think they've started today, or they really get in full swing tomorrow.
Okay.
All kinds of rumors swirling everywhere about who's doing what to where. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
But you get to the Cubs and it's crickets.
That's the rumor anyway. But then,
yeah.
Then he'll pull out a
yeah.
big signing.
Out of
right?
the hat.
Right.
Let's hope.
Do you think, and it may not be a high-level pitcher, but do you think a right-handed pitcher may be in order?
Yeah, with Goldie.
Now with Goldie in the division?
In the mix.
Yeah.
Playing
or trading for one? Or
yeah.
I mean, you have
I think pitching
Darvish,
needs
right?
to be addressed. Do you, though?
No, not really.
So
if you have four Yu Darvishes, you don't have one.
No, that's correct.
Just kidding. And there's all, of course, 1,000 rumors that Rick Hahn's going to do this, and the Sox are going to do this, and they're going to do that.
Right.
And I said this last podcast, I'll believe it when I see it.
Right.
I still think Bryce Harper is going to go to the Phillies.
You don't?
I do. I do.
Okay. That's what they were chirping about.
Yeah. And the Nationals owner, did you see that, came out and said that they're probably out.
That they are?
Yeah. They offered him 10 years, $300 million, and he turned
it down.
And
that wasn't enough.
And he turned it down. I don't know if it... I mean, maybe there are other details of the deal that we don't know about, but...
Right.
But he turned that deal down, and then the owner's like, yeah...
Yeah, I heard somebody talking about that contract the other day and what it's going to take. And basically, they said that he is the kind of guy that needs to feel comfortable where he's at and have a chance to win. Yeah. That does weigh into it. But at the end of the day, it's years and dollars.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, that's what 100%. It comes down to. And but they think they can get it done for like $350.
Probably, but...
Maybe $330.
Here's an option for you. Let me throw this out there. See this here about this? Mm-hmm. You sign him to whatever deal you want to sign him to. Whatever the number is.
Right.
But if you're the White Sox, let's say you go, let's say you say 6 years, some outrageous amount of money. I don't know. 6 years, $220 million, whatever.
Okay.
Right. But you give him an opt-out. So you give him 3-year opt-out. So
he gets that anyway.
In the middle of the deal, but you front-load it. Well, you front load the contract.
Knowing that it would, well, even a 6-year deal for this guy, he'll have one more contract in him.
Yeah.
He's 27?
But you could do it, you could structure it like the Dodgers did Kershaw's first contract, right?
Yeah.
Where you pay him a shit ton of money up front.
Right.
And then you can talk about it after 2 or 3 years if he doesn't feel, you know, and he's made his $120 million in those 4 years or whatever, million dollars he's made in those 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
If the Sox don't feel it's working out, or if he doesn't feel it's working out, they can part ways. But give it a shot.
Yeah.
I'm throwing it out there.
No, I got you. But if somebody's already come to the table with 10 and 300.
Oh, no, you got to take it. Yeah. No, if you're Bryce Harper, you take it.
Right? I mean.
You got 10 years and 300 isn't going to get it done. But if you can shorten, if you make it appealing to him that he's not locked in somewhere.
Forever,
especially on the South side. It is what it is for Sox fans. I am one. I understand the situation, right?
But I mean, knowing this guy like I think I do, just from it's kind of a me first, I'm the face of the franchise type
dude. Seems, and he would be.
He doesn't look like he would want to go to the Cubs.
No.
He doesn't want to go and be in the team photo.
He doesn't want to be a guy.
Right.
He wants to be the guy.
Right.
And on the Sox, he'd be the guy. 100%.
Well, yeah, but that's
but
really
that's tallest midget, right?
I mean, there's so many teams that that's the case. Yeah. I mean, unless, you know, you're not going to go and not be Mike Trout.
Right.
So.
Right. There's, like you said, there's a handful of teams where he wouldn't be the guy, right?
Right.
Cubs, Yankees, Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Nationals to a certain extent if he re-signs with them, but their owner's like, man, deuces. I don't think we're going to do it.
Right.
Because then they signed Patrick Corbin, didn't they?
They did a
bunch of trades and shit.
Well, yeah. You've got to sign a pitcher because Strasburg that's been on the shelf and broken is just...
Who knows?
Wow.
Who knows that cat? An interesting thing, it just dawned on me, talking about the White Sox for a minute.
Bears.
James Shields.
Yeah.
Look, I understand he sucks.
Right.
And I understand that you bought him out of his contract.
Yeah.
But a one-year, $5 or $6 million deal for the White Sox for James Shields? Guy throws 180 innings. They're bad innings.
He's an innings eater.
Oh, and the Sox traded, I mentioned this in the last podcast, but they traded for Alex Colome. They traded Narvaez for Colome. Which must mean to me, anyway, that they think Zach Collins is close. He's their catching prospect.
Okay.
That they must think that he's close because they have their catchers on their roster right now are Wellington Castillo. They don't have a second catcher on their roster right now. That doesn't mean they can't go sign him. Well, if they keep him off the roids.
Mm-hmm.
Stop taking steroids.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Back knee.
Anyway, so I just wanted to mention that real quick that winter meetings are coming up since we're not going to podcast before they end.
Right. Goldschmidt is on the block for anybody that wants to trade for him.
Well, we'll chat.
Yeah.
During the game. We'll see if we can't work something out.
Yeah.
My team's terrible, but I'd love to pull Goldschmidt. At any rate, so we got Bears kickoff soon. Are you nervous at all?
I am. What's so funny going into these games, whenever it was going to be, bright lights, big stage like this, I always just didn't want to be embarrassed.
Yeah,
right?
Correct.
I didn't want to have Halloween against the Packers again.
Yeah.
So I'm not that. Okay. I don't think that they're, they led every game they lost this year.
Yes.
I don't think that a team is capable of blowing them away.
I agree with you. I think the defense is too
good. If there is a team that could do it, I think this might be it tonight.
It would either be the Rams or the Saints at home.
Saints 4 weeks ago,
at home.
Okay.
Not on the road.
Well played.
Because they played like dog shit today on the road.
Yeah, they did.
They were terrible. But at home, they're...
Yeah.
I can't believe it makes that big a difference.
Oh, it has to.
It does. I mean, it's cold and shit and everything else, but I mean...
Right. The noise, you're comfortable, you practice there. I mean, you practice on...
I'm talking about practice.
Yeah, I am talking about practice.
You're right. But I mean, the Saints at home are still dangerous. The Rams somewhat scare me. I'd be a lot more scared if Kupp was healthy.
Yeah. That was a huge...
That's a big loss.
...bonus for us.
Yeah, big gain for us, for sure. Big loss for them. But again, it's stopping Todd Gurley. And not even stopping him, because I don't think he can. I don't think that's an option.
No. He'll get 100.
You can certainly slow him down. I think he'll get... Yeah. They'll get 100, maybe a tut.
And we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, but the Rams are averaging like 35 points a game.
The Bears are averaging 30 a game.
I know. So if the Bears can hold them like 27.
They got a shot.
That's what I think.
Yeah, for sure. And I think the offense is good enough. I think Mitch, as much as we sit here and complain a lot, he's going to have to use his feet tonight, I think.
Yeah.
I'm not saying designed runs.
No.
I'm not saying, but he's got to be able to... Recognize the pressure and get away from it.
And do what Daniel didn't do last week when he got eaten.
Yes.
Ogie Oglethorpe had another pick today. Did you see that?
I did.
He's got like 5 this year.
He's amazing.
He's amazing.
Yeah. He's really good. And the Giants have played a lot better.
Yeah, they have.
Eli Manning hasn't.
No.
Eli Manning's dog
bad.
Shit. He's not good.
But
any Giants fan that wants to come at me, go ahead.
No.
I don't care.
I think they'd be the first to tell you.
Yeah. Saquon Barkley, good.
Yeah.
Real good.
And you had to take him because he was there.
Absolutely.
But they were totally going to get a quarterback.
They'll get a quarterback this time.
I don't think they're going to be bad enough.
They might be.
They won the last 2 games.
Yeah, we'll see what happens, though. We'll see what happens.
The NFC East.
They just keep beating each other.
Yes.
Yeah. They're the incesticide.
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, are they all tied now?
If they're not tied, they're close to it.
The team from Washington and the Giants?
I don't know the outcome of the Dallas-Philly game.
Oh.
But they got to be within a game of each other, 2 at the most, last to first, right?
And Washington's done.
They're done. Yeah, they have no quarterback.
I told you the guy on the radio today was just harping about bringing in Kaepernick to take a look at him, because if you're going to trot Sanchez out there.
But if you think your season's over, why would you do that?
Right.
You would only do that, bring Kaepernick. And that's not even to say he'd be any good.
No.
He hasn't played in 2 years.
Correct.
But you wouldn't do that unless you thought you could win.
And there's tape of Jay Gruden saying that if it was the beginning of the season, like if this was game two in the season and Smith went down, that they seriously would have considered it. But they said where they're at now and trying to learn a new system.
100%.
No.
Yeah, and if you're bad, go ahead and have Josh Johnson as your quarterback. Like, what difference does it make?
Right.
Just hand the ball to AP 20 times a game and just be done with it.
Yeah, that guy's going to be dead anyway.
Yeah.
This
could be his last year, too.
It's got to be.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he had a little bit of a resurgence, and when they were winning, it was kind of exciting, but no.
But they're going to pound the piss out of him come, because they don't have quarterback. What are they going to do?
What are they going to do?
I mean, nothing to do.
Yeah, and nobody at FedEx Field was excited to see it. They said it was half empty.
Yeah.
And, in the first quarter.
And if they signed Kaepernick, I mean, that's the most bi-cracky organization in sports next to the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Right?
No, it is.
So, I mean.
And a history of
you're going to bring, you're going to bring the Kaepernick circus to town? I don't think so.
That's the other thing. I mean, you've got to count on all that extra media, all that. You know who would love that? And I can't believe this isn't a done deal already, except for the head coach.
The Raiders.
Yes.
Yeah. They would love that shit.
That's tailor-made for the Raiders. 100%. Except 100%. Gruden. Oh, but maybe Gruden's balls are big enough that he would think, I can tame this guy.
There was a report today I saw, my Twitter told me that.
The other Gruden, that is.
That everybody above John Gruden is getting whacked.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, because it's clearly not John Gruden's fault. He didn't trade your best friend. I can't believe that. Is it Mark Davis?
I was going to say Davis's kid is almost as bad shit crazy.
How do you let John Gruden talk you, if that's what happened? I mean, we don't know what happened.
We don't.
To let John Gruden talk you into a once every 10-year defensive player, we don't need him, trade him.
I want to give all the money to Derek Carr.
Out of your fucking mind?
Yeah.
Exactly. I want to give all the, what?
No.
No. No, 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 no. All right, Jay, the clock and ball.
All right.
We're about ready for kickoff. So, man, we're going to get this downloaded and converted and put up and everything for everybody pregame.
Thank you. And go Bears!
That's right. Clutch, my guy. We'll see you back here for episode 48B, which will be halftime and postgame. So thanks for tuning in. Hopefully you get to squeeze this in before the game. So we'll catch you guys later, and we'll see you on the flip side. It's That Podcast.
Fucking pass.